Orange Tomcat is waiting for smallest of spills. He stretches and sharpens his claws on the sill. Cowboys, cowboys.
This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio. I'm Steve Zwimke. You might say the Nesters, Jamie Lynn and Eliza Blue, were destined to play music together. They're accomplished vocalists, great writers, and multi-instrumentalists, and they both enjoy each other's music. Eliza Blue is a folk singer and a rancher. Among her career highlights was recording with fellow Black Hills resident Billy Talbot of the band Crazy Horse. Jamie Lynn is equally adept as a jazz performer as she is playing and singing folk and Americana, both as a solo artist and as part of an ensemble. Two more things that brought the Nesters together are their love of the banjo and prairie narratives. One of the Nesters' most popular prairie narratives is a song that hit close to home during the summer of 2017, a song that took on the title Perkins County. Jamie Lynn talked about this impactful number during this concert recorded on August 4th at the Brickhouse Community Arts Center in Madison.
I've always had an affinity for cowboy culture. And growing up in the eastern part of the state, my dad raised cows, but you don't wear pointy boots and hats in the eastern side of the state if you're raising cows, and you don't really call yourself a rancher because you're just kind of doing things differently, I guess. But I've always loved cowboy music thanks to my grandfather. With Marty Robbins and folks who even came before him, George B. German, South Dakota's singing cowboy. Something that I haven't really thought about in my love of cowboy culture is what that means today. And I've gotten to play with a number of real cowboys in Western South Dakota who still play music, still write songs about their day-to-day lives. And I finally wrote one, but it's kind of about a different side of how ranching in Western South Dakota has really changed, and how it's harder and harder to make it work. And so I kind of wrote this song about Eliza's husband, Max, indirectly, not specifically about him, but about the life of the modern cowboy in Western South Dakota, and living through drought.
And now the Nesters on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
so you couldn't stay more than 3 days, where the beauty of the Black Hills would astound and fade away. Pilgrim, though you traveled far, say a prayer, gaze at the stars. It's holy land that you stand on, so hit the trail now and be gone. Hit the trail now and be gone. On my way, I look for God out on the plains. The what can I find? And still, I think He's closer in the hills. I think He's closer in the hills. Trace across this land, can I ever really own it? Their blood upon my hands. And truth be told, despite my sin, I felt that I was home the very moment I rolled in. The very moment I rolled. God out on the plains, though what can I find? If still I think He's closer in the hills. I think He's closer in the hills. Still see that lonesome road stretched out before me, the road that led me out of His life. I can still feel the tears you cried on my shoulder the day that I told Him goodbye. I never should have left Him, I never should have gone. What a crazy fool I've been. Will He be waiting for me? Will He be wanting? Will He take me back again? He will be waiting for me. He will be wanting. Will I find His love for me is faded than His died? He will be waiting for me. He will be wanting. Will I find that this time I'll be the one to cry? echoes from the trees shade the path that I'm walking as I make my way back down that road again. Smell of mountain laurel fills the air with sweet perfume. My heart beats faster as I reach my journey's end. I wonder if he missed me, I wonder if he wants me, wonder does he love me still. He will be waiting for me, he will be, won't he? Oh, how I hope he will. He will be waiting for me, he will be, won't he? Will I find his love for me is faded in his dying? He will be waiting for me, he will be, won't he? Will I find that this time I'll be the one to cry?
To the sad, sad songs.
Remember
right?
When he was just talking
about. So Eliza and I knew of each other for years and years and years via the internet. But we just finally connected last year, finally, even though we've been like doing the same thing for a number of years in generally the same area. We've never actually crossed paths.
Well, and it was pretty funny, we did. I wrote to her on Facebook sort of, like, it had all the the hallmarks of a first date or, like, an awkward, like, hey, do you want to hang out with me? And, like, maybe we could play banjo or something. And she was like,
she
okay.
She kind of asked me out on a date.
Yeah, it was. It really was. So we did that, and it went well. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I was pregnant. So I was like, let's be in a band, and then we can tour with my two tiny kids. But... you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. All right, well, this tune is called Turned Away.
Mm-hmm.
carried you quiet and cold to my little gray house on the gray green cove. Now you were a child and I was a child, born to a kingdom that was falling a while. In springtime we planted a garden of green. In summer you laughed and you taught me to sing. Only the righteous will be redeemed, and the righteous are won't. Run away, you said, let's fly out of the moon. But I was so tired, I said, spring will come soon. I feel like I should, you're a poetry student, is that right? Or, yes? I feel like I should say that I stole one of those lines from Edgar Allan Poe, so thanks. Thanks, Edgar.
Well, we stole this whole song from Martha Scanlon. And if you're not familiar with the Martha Scanlon, she's a super cool singer-songwriter who works part of the year as a ranch hand in Montana and then tours the rest of the time. So she's writing all these, like, you know, cowboy-esque type of tunes, but she's actually kind of authentic because she actually, like, lives and works with the guys that she's writing about, and yeah, that's just kind of like, it's hard to find these days. A lot of us are frauds, you know, we write older older songs about things that we don't know anything about. Self-included, me. But this one is called Little Bird of Heaven.
Kicked an old can 50 miles or more, written right there in the side of the can, little bird of heaven right in my hand. I looked up and I looked back, walked 100 miles on the railroad track. I'll keep it close so the way I can, little bird of heaven right in my hand. lying still and slain. Had dug a grave this morning, and I'll dig one more tonight. I'll dig one more tonight.
Thanks a lot. You know, I mentioned earlier about, you know, folk singers kind of writing about things that they don't actually do. Like, you know, me writing an old-timey song about burning the liquor still down or whatever. We do have a couple that are based on true life. And this is one of them. I said I grew up in eastern South Dakota, northeastern South Dakota. And actually, the other M word with a bulldog mascot. And actually, when I was in high school, you guys were kind of our rivals. I grew up outside of Milbank. And my dad milked usually around 20 cows at a time. And this is kind of how he would call the cows in. Not by singing, but he would call the cows in, kabas, 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 kabas. So I don't know if any of you grew up on dairy farms or are familiar with that, but it seems wherever I play this, people are like, oh yeah, yep. But what I didn't realize when I was little is that it's actually words. I thought it was just like some, I don't know what I thought he was saying, but it's either cow boss or come boss. You're calling the boss cow. And then she'll kind of bring the rest of the crew with her. So this is a song to call the cows. It's an early morning milking song.
There's actually a video of this song online. It was a quote-unquote fan favorite. It was selected. We entered it into the Tiny Desk Concert Contest for SDPB, which was kind of funny because the deadline happened to fall, or the contest happened to fall just a couple of weeks after I had had my daughter. So I was sticking pretty close to home, and it was January. So we decided, oh, we'll just film it in the barn. Like, that's a good South Dakota location. It goes with the theme of the song. And what we didn't know is the one day that Jamie had free and to come up and film was going to be like 10 degrees below zero. So we had to film this out in the barn, and it was so cold. So it was like one take and done. That's good enough. So if you want to be reminded that it is cold sometimes, you can hop online and check that out.
Cowboy.
Orange Tomcat is waiting for smallest of spills. He stretches and sharpens his claws on the sill. Cowboys, cowboys.
The Nesters on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from SDPB.
Well, the next tune I wrote the music for, but not the lyrics. It's actually based on a poem
by Robert Herrick.
Robert Herrick, yes. It's an old Renaissance poem that you probably know. It's called the first line is "Gather ye rosebuds while ye may." So you are probably familiar with it, but we thought it would make a good folk song, so here you go.
Succeed the former.
you may forever tarry.
So apparently Eliza didn't make time to eat before the show. I bet if you just opened your mouth, you might get a little, just enough to be satiated.
Whoa. Yes, it's so. what the radio listeners will not get to enjoy is the fly that keeps circling my face, and just flew right into my eye. But it's good, you know. It's like as a musician, you know, it's good to practice focus, you know. Can you hold it together? Yes, you can. Rehearsing with my kids in the room also is good for that. Well, this song, so we're going to do a quick hymn for you next. I was just recently part of a project that's in its very first stages. So I don't know if anybody has seen this on Facebook, but there's an amazing photographer. His name is Christian Begeman, and he has been taking photographs of country churches throughout South Dakota, and they're absolutely amazing. So if you look up Prairie Sanctuaries, you can find his site, and he just does beautiful work. So he's starting something new, which is to gather South Dakota musicians and have them sing a hymn in some of these country churches, specifically ones that have meaning to them. So I just sang a song for him a few weeks ago, but that kind of inspired us to go through the songbook, and we worked this hymn up to share with you. So here we go. Take and seal it for thy quotes above.
through the dust on my cheek. I say back in the 80s was never so dry. A fella couldn't live all the hay he might spy. Check the east pasture, mallards did fly. Say a fella ain't lived till he's seen his downs dry. Just look at the doggies fighting. Too tired to stand and look me in the eye. So roll on your doggy doggies. Don't move so slow. Gotta kick out. My daddy was ranching, and his daddy too. Now one job doesn't cut it, some got more than two. So kick up some clouds that'll let the rain go, and don't move so slow. Comes in the evening, and I hold my breath and stand in the garden and watch it get wet.
Well, this song is good to do in a town like Madison, because I'm assuming it exists in part because of the railroad. So, this song is called Freight Train.
Sky.
Thanks a lot.
Well, we're going to finish up with one more, but we'd just like to say thank you again for coming out and sharing the evening with us, and thank you especially to, just the whole city of Madison, but especially to Chris for setting this up and making arts happen in communities like this. As you guys heard from all the things they've got going on, I mean, it's pretty special. You guys are really lucky to have somebody who's organizing these kind of events, because, I mean... Yeah, you've got some really, really cool stuff coming through here. So thank you again to all of you. And thank you to our wonderful sound guy, too. So thank you. And we're going to finish up. So I mentioned Cripple Creek, so we figured why not end with that one? This one you really can sing along. Seriously. It would be so fun. I always say that. Nobody ever does. All right, here we go.
The Nesters, recorded August 4th, 2017, at the Brickhouse Community Arts Center in Madison. The Nesters are Jamie Lynn and Eliza Blue. For more information, go to jamielynnmusic.com, littlepastureontheprairie.com, or see The Nesters on Facebook. Thanks to the Madison Area Arts Council. Learn more about all kinds of events at madisonareaartscouncil.org. This concert was recorded by Ragtime Studios of Sioux Falls. Hear it again by going to our website, sdpb.org. Just click Listen, then Radio Programs for our archived concerts. I'm Steve Zwemke. Join us again next week for another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota on No Cover, No Minimum Radio, a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
And I lay in my bed, and the moonlight shines in, and it shines on our skin. On my love and our sun, we are breathing as one, and the moonlight shines in. We're a song without words that goes ooh.